Be'ezrat Hashem Yisbarach, we begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Tumim Masav, and the laws of daily and the additional sacrifices that was done every single day or on certain holidays in the Rambam Sefer Avodah. Where in this paragraph, the Rambam qualifies the things that were mentioned up until now in the previous parakim regarding how they were actually chosen who gets to do it with a lottery, what's called a pais. The Rambam begins Halacha Aleph discussing Kol Avodos Ha'elu. All these services that we had mentioned in the previous parakim, Sho'ez M'cholim, that we do every single day for the Tzibur, but pious ha'yoisin oisin, it was done through a lottery. Now, the kitzar ha'yoisin, how was it done? So, kol kahani bati avis, shal yoim, so all the kahanim of that specific family of that day, where you had a mishmer for the week, and then certain families did certain days, so all the kahanim of that family of that day, nechnasim leshkes ha'gaza, so they would enter into the chamber of union stone, which was one of the chambers in the Beis HaMikdash, achas she'alam ha'shachar, after the break of dawn. Now, umlabashin him bevig dekuna, they were already dressed in the kahanim garments, and the one in charge of the lotteries was with them. And they stood in a circle. The one in charge, he took off the hat of one of the kahanim, and he gave it back to him right away because it's disgraceful to stand there without a hat. And he was the man that they would start counting from him, and to go ahead and do the lottery, like we explained in Halacha Gimel. Now, Halacha Beis, now, then they would go out to the Avodah, the men who did the Avodah, in other words, whoever won the lottery, they would go out with the kind of garments that they already had been wearing before the lottery was done, meaning as they did the lottery. The other kind who didn't merit in the lottery, so they gave them over to the ones in charge, to the attendants. They took off the kohanic garments, where they would be wearing it already in case they won, so they would run, so they make sure they're already wearing it, so therefore everyone wore it in case they won the lottery. Those who didn't win, then they would have their crown of garments taken off from them. And they wouldn't leave on them as they're getting disrobed. Only their pants, for modesty, so they should still be wearing something. Until they first then put on their mundane weekday garments. And then they went and took off their holy pants, which was now under their other clothing. And then the intendants would go ahead and put back all the kohanic garments which were not being used by these kohanim who didn't merit avodah to the chalins, to the windows, which is where they would keep that mishmer's clothing in a certain chamber, a certain locker for their clothing. Now, Halacha Gimel tells us how exactly was the lottery done, as we mentioned, Halacha Aleph. Ketzem Afisin, so how do they do the lottery? So, like we said, they would stand in a circle. They would agree to a certain number, 80, or may, or 100, or 11, or 1,000. Or whatever number they agreed upon, that's going to be the number. Now, the one in charge said, go ahead and stick out your fingers. Now, they would stick out their fingers, one or two. They might see shalosh. Now, if you stuck out three fingers, okay, one or shalosh would be counted as three numbers. And but you wouldn't be able to stick out your thumb in the base of Mikdash because of those who are deceiving. Because the thumb is narrower than the rest of the fingers. It's easy to stick it out and to bend it down, like in case you're seeing what number you're getting to, because they started by a certain coin, you're able to tell, okay, we're getting to number 80. I see that if I'm one more, I'll get to be that number 80 or not, so that I see when it's going to go around, I'm going to pull it back. So because it's deceptive, you're not allowed to stick out the thumb. And if someone did stick out the thumb, we don't count, the thumb is not counted at all. Now, umaskal hamamuna limnos, and the one in charge started to count, and isha, you do it from that known individual. Like we said, shayesim, it's not the tekhila that originally they had taken off his hat and given it back to him. He's the point where you start counting that number. Umoynat al etzbeisayim, and you start counting their fingers. One, two, however many fingers a person stuck out. And you continue going around and around. Achayashim aminim shayeskim alav, until they complete the number that they agreed upon initially. But isha shom aminim, it's lesboy, and the one who it ends the count by his finger, he's the one that goes out to win this lottery, to go out and do the first avodah. Now, why did they count this number that they agreed upon, this pre-decided number, on the fingers that they stick out? Why didn't they just count the people? The reason is, because you're not allowed to count the Jewish people only through a different intermediate thing. Shlomo says, the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, if you count them with lambs, you cannot count the Jewish people. And then you have to count their fingers or something else like their lamps. Now, Halacha Hey tells us how many lotteries were every single day. Arba piyasis ha'imefisin b'chol yoyim. There was four lotteries that they would draw every single day. B'shachris in the morning, Hapayis Harishon, the first one that they did, was Mitermes Mizbeach. Who got to go ahead and do the Trumas Hadeshin from Mizbeach to take that shovel full of ashes? Hefisu, they would draw the lottery. V'zocha Misha Zocha Litrim, and whoever merited to do the Trumas Hadeshin merited. And V'humesadis Samarach, he was also the one who would organize the pyre of the fire of Mizbeach. And V'humalashne Gizreis Mizbeach, he also was the one who brought up the two logs to the Mizbeach for the Tamat Shal Shachar. And V'humachnes Machta, and he also went and brought in the pan, Malaya Esh, full of fire, in the Mizbech HaChitzen, from the Ar Mizbech, the Mizbech HaZav, to the golden altar, which was actually the second pyre, what's called Merach HaShnia, Lahakter LaGitaris, so that the Kohen who merited could burn the Gitaris on the Mizbech HaZav. That was the first lottery. Halacha Vav, Hapayis HaSheni, the second lottery, Zeichem B'Shleisha Aser, 13 Kahanim merited by this lottery. I'll say the Medasim depending where they're standing. As Ram explains, how kids and how so. So the one in charge would say to them, Hatzpiyu, let's draw the lots. And they would count the way we explained, by sticking out the fingers and counting. Now, the one who it came on his finger first, he won this lottery. Who he was the one that did the first avoida of the Tamat Shal Shachar, he would slaughter that morning sacrifice. Now, the second one who was standing to his right, that was standing right next to him, so he did the next avodah, receiving the blood of the tamid, and also v'uzarki. Actually, would also spray the blood, the kabbalah and the zrika. Now, v'ashlisha samach l'sheni. Now, the third one who was near the second kohen, again because they stood side by side in a circle, he would be menashe mizbeach. He would clear out the in mizbeach, shem mizbeach haketaris. But that's the altar where they burned the keteris, which was burnt the previous day. V'revish betzi day, and the fourth kohen who was on his side, medashe nes menayra, he cleaned out the menayra. And he also went and prepared and lit the menorah. V'achamishi, malarish ha-tamid, v'ragel l'kevesh. The fifth kohen, he would go ahead and bring up from the limbs of the carbon tamid that they slaughtered, the head of the tamid, and its regal, and its and the hind leg, the right hind leg of the carbon tamid l'kevesh to the ramp. V'ashishi, the sixth kohen, would be malarish te'adayim, would bring up the two forelegs. Vashvi, and the seventh kohen, Mala Oketz Vadegel, he would bring up the tail and the left hind leg. Vahashmini, and the eighth kohen, Mala Chazav Agei, would bring up the chest and the neck. Vachi, the ninth kohen, Mala Shtei Advanz, would bring up the two flanks. Vasir, the tenth kohen, Mala Karvan, would bring up the intestines. Vacharas, and the 11th kohen, Mala Seilas and the Sachem, he'd bring up the flower of the libations. Vashnemas, and the 12th kohen, Mala Chavitin, he would bring up the kohen godels, Minchas Chavitin. Vashleishas, and the 13th kohen, Mala Yain Shalom Sachem, he would bring up the wine of the libations. That was the second lottery. Lachazayin ha'paisa shlichi, the third lottery. The one in charge would tell them, Lachalanje be'sav, shalaisayim, to all the members of that family, that of the Kano that day, Mishlehik to Keteris miyamav, whoever didn't yet burn Keteris, do this avoida ever in his life, Yavav office, he should come and take part in this lottery. And the reason for that is because it made people wealthy, and we wanted everyone to get a chance to become wealthy. V'yiskabtsu eslam amunah v'yifisa, and they gathered by the one in charge, and they did the lottery. Whoever went and it fell out on him first, the lottery, who he merited to go out and burn the incense. Halachachas hapayis revi, the fourth lottery, miskapsin kulam, they all gather, umafisim and do a lottery, later to know who is going to go ahead and take up the limbs from the ramp to the altar. Because originally we said that those who merited to take it from where they slaughtered to the ramp, but it wasn't sacrificed yet. Then who merits to take it from the ramp to the mizbech? Efisu, they did the lottery, v'zachem v'shazach, whoever merited. Now, Tamat Rabbein Abayim, the carbon tamid of the evening, im efisu le'paisacha, that was ready, we already did four lotteries, so you wouldn't do another lottery. El kokoin shazach b'avoidim avoidus shachris, whichever coin merited to do the avoidah from the carbon tamid in the morning, Yisker ben Abayim, he merits to do the same in the Tamat Rabbein Abayim, chutz min ha-gitaris, except for the gitaris. She mefisu le'paisacha ben Abayim, that they actually would do another lottery by the evening, and they came, whoever did not ever do keteris in his life, from that family of a kahanim, and they would go ahead and do a lottery on it. Now, if they, all the kahanim already had done keteris once before in their life, so what they do is, and that's why we say there was four, because then actually they would go ahead and do the lottery of all of them in the morning, like we said, by the third lottery, whoever merited to do the keteris in the morning would then do the same keteris in the evening. Now, look, the test tells us what was actually the lotteries as it came to Shabbos, which has a few more avoidas. So, b'Shabbos on Shabbos, sheshem tmidim u'musafin, there's the daily sacrifice, and there's the additional musafin sacrifice. There's also two spoonfuls of frankincense, which is from the lechem aponim, which they ate on Shabbos, and then they burnt the shnei bezich levain, the two spoons of the frankincense. So kids, how would they do the service then? So mefisim b'shachar, so they would do a lottery in the morning. Anshe oisa beis av, the members of that family, shel mishmer hayetin. This is why Shabbos is also unique, because on Shabbos, actually, when they would change the mishmer, which there was groups every single week, they would switch in the middle of Shabbos. So first, the outgoing mishmer, who's still there from in the morning, so they would go ahead and do the lottery in the morning. On my kriven, then they would sacrifice tamid shel shachar, which they did lotteries for, the morning karmen tamid, which they kivse others masaf, and also the two lambs that were totally burnt sacrifice of the masaf and of Shabbos. Now, b'choshes zochah b'avoida, m'avoida tamid shel shachar, whoever merited to do the avoida from the avoida tamid shel shachar, which we spoke about how you do the lotteries for that, who zochah b'bishnei kivse masaf, he did the same things in the two lambs of the masaf and of Shabbos. Now, v'mishmu ha'acher, now the other group, shenichtas b'Shabbos, that they come in the middle of Shabbos, they would do other lotteries, where although generally the ones who did in the morning, Karmat Tamid did Tamash Abayim, but now this is a whole different group of Katan, they did a new lottery for the Tamash Abayim. And both these Mishmaris, the outgoing and incoming, would divide the 12 showbreads that were eaten every single Shabbos. But they wouldn't eat these breads until they first burnt the two spoonfuls of frankincense on the fire. And v'levayna, and this frankincense, tuna melech, requires to be salted, kashar karbanos like all of the karbanos. Halach yud aleph, v'achar karban ha-masafin, now after the karban ha-masafin, makdim yishnei mazichin, then they would burn the two spoonfuls of frankincense, v'shnei kanam makrivin yishnei mazichin, and two kanam would go ahead and sacrifice these two spoonfuls. They had one, each kain with a bazich. Now, halach yud beis tells us, how did they actually do this division of the lechem upon? Ketzit chalukon lechem upon b'chol Shabbos Hashanah, how did they divide the 12 showbreads every single Shabbos of the year? So Mishmah Nechnes, the incoming group, Netel Sheish Chas, would take six of the breads. Mishmah Hayetzi, Netel Sheish, and the outgoing group would take six. Hanachnasim, the incoming group, Chol Kamanim Betzafim, would divide amongst themselves in the northern part, which is the more holy part, because they're the ones coming in to do the Avodah. Shari Mechon Lavodah, because they're prepared to do the Avodah. Vayetzim, the outgoing group, Chol Kamanim, they would divide it in the south. Now, but Ubizman Shiyu Yomtev, Shal Echem Mishal Shurgon B'Shabbos. Now, if it turns out that Shabbos is actually that one of the Shal Shergalim, that Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, which actually all the Kamba do that Voidah on the Shal Shergalim, not just that from the Mishnah that week. And also, Bechim B'Shabbos Shabbatech HaChago, let's say Shabbos falls out in the middle of a Yom Tov, let's say Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Pesach, and Sukkot. Then Chulkin Kol HaMeshmaris B'Shav B'Lechem Upon, then all the groups, all the Kamba from all the groups would equally divide the Lechem Upon, not just the groups that those weeks fall out on, because all the Kamba, they are doing the Voidah. So too, similarly, if let's say the way the Rambam learns the Gemara is that if let's say the first day of Yom Tov falls out to be on a Sunday, so then actually all the Mishmaris that are going to be there for Yom Tov, which starts on Matzah Shabbos, all the Mishmaris equally divide from before Yom Tov, which is Shu Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov, lechem upon with the showbreads, because they came early to do that Avodah, they already came for Shabbos. And let's say the last day of Yom Tov falls out on a Friday. So Matzah Yom Tov is Friday night. They're starting Shabbos. And all the groups equally divide the showbreads on that Shabbos, which is after the Yom Tov. Why? The Dovah Zetakana. So the Ram, this is an institution. And because we want the Kahan to come the day before or stay a day late. Why? We want to come to stay late, even though the Yom Tov ended on Friday. We want them to stay over the next day to get from the division of the Lechem Abanim. Why? Because when this Acher Echem Abali Mishmer Vilebo, because if let's say one of the people of the Mishmer, that's going to be the next week, if he delays and doesn't come, Yimtza Acher, that you'll have others. In other words, because he's going to want to have Lechem Abanim, he's going to stay later and do the Avodah Shabbos after Yom Tov. So that you could have kahanim, because if one of the mishmar that it's noch yom tov, he's delayed and he didn't come yet and he's not there for Shabbos, that one of the people that stayed over will be able to take his place and do the avodah because he wants to get lechem upon him. So that's why we let everyone who's there equally divide. Now, let's say chol yom echel hafsik bein Shabbos bein yom tov. Let's say it's not right going in what we call a 2 day or 3 day yom tov, that yom tov ends on Friday or starts on Sunday. Let's say there's a day in between Shabbos and yom tov. Kugain, for example, shoy yom tov rishon shachag b'sheni. Let's say yom tov starts on Sunday night. It's on Monday, so there's a day in between that's not yom tov. Or yom tov acher mechamisha, where the last day yom tov ends on a Thursday. Or yom shel atzeres. Well, let's say the yom tov of Shavuos, which is one day, shachalis b'sheni mechamisha, or that it starts on Monday or ends on, or it's on Thursday, whatever, it's on Monday or Thursday. So you have a day in between. So then Mishmer Shezmane Kavua Ba'isa Shabbos. So then the Mishmer that is established in that week, in other words, that's the Mishmer that's going to be doing basically the whole week. In a situation where if, let's say, the first of Yom Tov is on a Monday, and now they're dividing the Shabbos before the Yom Tov, where the outgoing Mishmer is the Mishmer that's permanent, so they're going to actually Neitel Esachalas. They're actually going to take 10 breads. And the incoming is only going to take two. Why? They're really going to have only for themselves one day of doing Avoida. Because, depending on which case we spoke about, because when it's Yom Tov, everyone is doing the Avoida. So if Yom Tov ended on Thursday, so the Mishmah of that week, they only have Friday to do themselves. Or if, let's say, starts on Monday, so starting then, the whole week, everyone's going to be there. They only have Sunday. And therefore, they're lazy. They and only a very few of them come. So therefore, they don't get so much. They're not going to get six and six. Actually, the outgoing that's there, that was there the whole week, they're going to take 10. And the incoming ones, let's say in the case of where Yom Tov starts on Monday, they're only there for one day. Very few are going to come. So therefore, they're only going to get two. Now, Kohen Gadol. So up until now, when we spoke about that they get six and six, that was in theory. But Kohen Gadol Olam Noitim Kol Mishmer, the Kohen Gadol always takes from every single Mishmer, the outgoing and the incoming, Chatzei Achal Shazachem, half of the breads that they merited in. So actually, he gets three from them and three from them, and he's getting six. It's actually, that's the way he said, they get six and they get six. It's actually not really, it's initially, and then he takes half from each one. So he actually gets half, and they split half. Kishnem, it says the Pasuk of Yikra, V'hoi Sel Aaron Levanim, it's going to be for Aaron and his sons, which tells us, Mechzel Aaron, Mechzel Levanim, these Lechem Levanim, give me half for Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, he gets half, and half will be shared by his sons. And the in Kohen Gadol, the Pras, the Kohen Gadol doesn't take a half of a piece, Shein Zekodik is not dignified, rather he takes six of the breads, and they take six of the breads, and then divide, they get three and three.